There's so much going on in Parshas Shlach that it's difficult to find one particular sugya to make a shiur, 20 minutes, 25 minutes shiur. There's really so many sugyas. But I'll have to pick one thing. So let's talk a little bit about what the Ribbono Shel Olam said to Moshe Rabbeinu after Moshe Rabbeinu had davened for the Yidden. The Ribbono Shel Olam said, "Vayoyim Hashem, solachti kidvorecha." The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "I am soleach, I'm going to forgive kidvorecha in accordance to what you said." Now, what exactly does that mean, solachti kidvorecha? The reason that it's important to understand it accurately is because we all know what an enormously significant position this pasuk takes in our slichas. Vayoyim Hashem salachti kidvorecha, vayoyim Hashem salachti kidvorecha, vayoyim Hashem salachti kidvorecha, kol nidra night at the most, kol nidra night, we don't need to be masbir what kol nidra night is. So this vayoyim Hashem salachti kidvorecha plays an enormously significant role, and of course in all the slichas we say it constantly that we invoke Ki'ilu, this Pasuk, to remind the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should forgive us, that he wants to forgive us. Now, I've always found that to be a rather problematic kind of thing, because in the Pshuta Shel Mikra, of what is actually going on in the Parsha, and the background against which the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Solachti Kidvorecha, it doesn't sound at all like a particularly good Pasuk to invoke when we want the Ribbono Shel Olam to forgive us. Let's have a look at Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, to which the Ribbono Shel Olam answered, Solachti Kidvorecha. Then we'll have a look at Rashi. So, Vayoyim Moshe El Hashem, V'shomu Mitzrayim, Ke'eliso, B'chokhocho, Es'om Azeh Mekebo, V'omru El Yosef, V'oretz Hazor, Es'shomu, Ki Ato Hashem, Bekeref, V'om Azeh, Asha'ayin, Ba'ayin, Niro Ato Hashem, V'anon Cho'oymed Aleim, U'v'amecho, Onan, ובעמוד עונן אתה הולך לפניהם יומום ובעמוד איש לילה ועמד אותו את העם הזה כאיש אחד ואומרו הגויים אשר שומו את שם החולים מבלתי יכולת השם להוביל את העם הזה אל האורץ אשר נשבע להם וישחותם במדבר. משה רבנו is not praying at all yet. משה רבנו is offering a political חשבון. He says, look, if you're going to kill if you're going to kill them all out, so then the Goyim will say, the Goyim who had earlier heard about your fame, they will say, "Mibilti yecholes Hashem lehovi es ha'om hazeh el ha'oretz asher nishba lohem, v'yishchotem b'midbar," that you killed them. So they're going to say the Ribbono Shel Olam is not as powerful as we thought he was. So Moshe Rabbeinu davens, v'ato yigdal no koyach Hashem, kasher dibarto leima, Hashem erech apayim, rav chesed, noise oven, v'fesha, v'nake, lo yinake, pakeda v'anavos, agonim, v'al shileishim, v'al ribayim, slachnu la'avoyin ha'om hazik, goyil chasdecho, v'chasher nososo, l'om hazim, mitzrayim, v'ad heino, v'yom Hashem, salachti kidvor echo. Now, so what we see over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu's, I'm calling it tefillah in a kind of a shorthand, but really what Moshe Rabbeinu said consisted of two parts. The first one was a logical cheshbon. Look, your whole idea is to make a Kiddush Hashem in the world, that everybody should come to recognize you. Well, if you're going to wipe out the Yidden whom you took out of Mitzrayim with so much pirsum, if you're going to wipe them out in the Midbar, so then your purpose of being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim is going to be defeated. People will say that you're not powerful. Therefore, I pray to you, please forgive them. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, Solachti kidvorecha. Zogt Rashi, Bishvil ma shomato, pen yoimru, mibilti yecholes Hashem. Oh, that's such a terrible thing. That Solachti kidvorecha excludes Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. The Ribbono Shel Olam seems to be saying in Rashi, the way Rashi learns, Kidvorecha, tefillah, I heard once from Rav Futner, Zechotzadivorecha, tefillah is never called a dibur. So when it says Solachti kidvorecha, it refers to the argument, not to the davening. And so what the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, look, you presented a very, very logical argument and you prayed. Well, your tefillah I'm not going to answer, but your argument is a good argument, and therefore I'm going to do things differently than I had originally intended. I am going to make sure that all these people are going to die in the Midbar, but there's going to be continuation of Klal Yisrael, the children are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. But that's such a depressing thought, that the Rabbeinu Shlom apparently did not listen to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. At least not in the first stage. He's saying, Kidvarecha, your argument is a good argument. That's what Rashi says. Pen yoimru mibilti yicholes Hashem. I'm not saying, salachni kidvarecha, when you ask, salachno lavo in amazek gal chazdecha, kashenu sosal amazek mitzrayim vadheino. Not answering that, Philip. Rashi, who's always very short and the kitzur, wouldn't be enough. We see that the Ramban is, Takum Mamu says the same thing. It's a moir de gezach. So, v'hanochein be'enai, the Ramban says, yislicho hanochas ha'oinesh, k'divrei unklas. Bachlono only means I'm not going to punish. That's what slicho implies. It means the taking away of a projected punishment. Oma solachti kidvorecha, so now the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying, I'm going to take away the punishment in accordance with your words, meaning, la'am bechlolan, I'm listening to you as far as the Klal Yisrael is concerned, shloi yakem badeva. He will not do what he imagined initially that he would do, that he would wipe them all out and carry on Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. No. Shloi yakem badeva. He's not going to kill them out. V'yorishem. Yase oisel gogodol v'otsu mimeno. V'hem v'zarom yoivdu mino oretz. He's not going to do that. Avol yislach lohem. He'll forgive them to the extent sheyishu b'neihem esa oretz shloi yomusu hem b'magefa. V'goza sheyitamu pigreihem b'midbo. V'yomusu shom kol echad b'vo yoimoy. Not by a deva, but they're going to die natural deaths. But they're going to die, they're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. It's only their children who are going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Ramban says, Nunu, how do I know this? That again, that makes the Salachti Kidvorecha very, very, very unsatisfying and very unhappy. He goes, all right, look, I wanted to kill them all out and carry on Klal Yisrael through you. You don't want me to do that. You davened. It doesn't say he's not excluding the tefillah as Rashi is, but at the same time he's saying, look, what do you want? Slachno, I should take away the einish. Okay, I'll take away the einish. But the facts on the ground are going to be very, very different than anybody had hoped. True that I'm not going to kill them all out with a deva now, but they'll die in the next 40 years. Only the children will come. Very, very schwach. And the Ramban brings a moirdige raya for that. He says it was in Dvorim, when Moshe Rabbeinu goes back on the history of what happened in the Midbar, in the beginning of Parshas Dvorim. So he brings the Egel and he brings about the Meraglim. So by the Egel he talks about that he davened for the Yidden. But he doesn't mention that he davened for the Yidden by the Meraglim. It doesn't mention that at all. Lo hiskelohem b'meraglim, shispalel aleim klal. Why didn't he do that in his farewell drosha to the Yidden? Why didn't he say, you know, we went through this terrible time with the Meraglim, and I davened for you and I accomplished this or that? Well, it doesn't say that. He doesn't mention at all that he davened. B'chol ze min hatam shehizkati, ki hu lo hispalel limchol lohem. Didn't ask for mechila. Mechila would have been forgiveness. Slicha, we said, is only hasora so'enesh. El sheyiselohem v'yarich apoy v'yifkad avoyin avovais albonim v'loy hoyso tfilos shleimo aleim. You hear that? His tfilah wasn't a tfilah shleimo. V'alken loy hizkirolohem ki hoyo yucholim litoin olof. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his farewell address to the Yidden in Dvorim, yeah, the last thing he wanted was to say things about his own leadership, which would give them tainus to him. And they would have all come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, okay, look here, very nice, you're saying goodbye to us now. And, okay, we're happy that our children are going to go into Eretz Yisrael. But why didn't you do something about it? Why didn't you help us? So he didn't want them to have tainus, because the emes is that his tefillah was a very, very, weak kind of tefillah. He asked the Rebbeinu Shlom to go back on this very, very, very strict idea that he would destroy all of Klal Yisrael in a deva right away, 1, 2, 3, and history is going to change. Moshe said to the Rebbeinu Shlom, please don't do that. Don't wipe out Klal Yisrael and don't create a new Klal Yisrael through me. Don't do that. What said? Solachti kidvorecha. You're right. Now, how did this Solachti kidvorecha become such a central part in our tefillahs. Is that what we mean on Yom Kippur night, on Kol Nidre night, when we say, Vayom HaShem Salachti Kedvarecha, Vayom HaShem Salachti Kedvarecha? What are we going to say? Oh, Ribbono Hashem, please, well, we're not asking that you should really forgive us, but if there's an enormous einish that is supposed to come on us, please mitigate that and don't make it quite as bad as it would have been otherwise. Is that really what we mean? Is that what we mean? Really ask the Ribbono Hashem that. I know when I daven on Yom Kippur, to the extent that I can daven with Kavana, I say, Salachti Kedvarecha, we try to invoke the Ribbono Shel Olam. Say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I've done this once before, you said Salachti, please, Slachnu al Avoinu Mazik HaGadol Chasdecho, please give us. Do we mean the Ramban's Slachnu, just take away the Oynish? I don't think that in general people think that. Slachnu al Avoinu Mazik HaGadol Chasdecho, V'chal Shem Nososu, L'Om Hazim Yitzrayim V'adheinu, V'shom Ne'ma, V'yoyim HaShem Salachti Kedvorecho, is a prayer that the Ribbono Shel Olam should forgive us, way in which we hope that he will forgive us. Not a sort of truncated kind of forgiveness which limits itself to, alright, I'm not going to wipe you. So, I guess that there are borrowed from Tanakh and thus taking them away from their original meaning. For example, after Kriyas HaTorah, we make Hagbor by us, earlier, before the Kriyas HaTorah. What do we say? V'zayis HaTorah Shasam Hashem Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. That's a posuk which comes from Vaschanan, that Ribbono Shel Olam, Moshe Rabbeinu is drosha. Did he mean a Sefer Torah? He didn't mean a Sefer Torah. There wasn't any Sefer Torah. Zois HaTorah Shasam Moshe Lifnei Bnei Yisrael. This is the Torah. These are the teachings. There wasn't anything to which pointed. There wasn't anything physical to which the Zois HaTorah referred. Nevertheless, we make Hakbor, and some people point with their fingers, and they say, oh, Zois HaTorah, this is the Torah. In other words, we're borrowing the Pasuk, V'zayis HaTorah Shasam Moshe, we're borrowing that Pasuk, and yet for our purposes, even though that was not the meaning in the Torah itself. Other thing is in Kedusha, Baruch Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai. We say Kedosh Hashem Tzvo Kedosh Kol Oretz Kvayda, Baruch Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai. Now what does that mean, Baruch Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai? Pasuk from Yecheskel. Now Yecheskel in the original Nevuah meant something very different than we mean by the Kedusha. What do we mean by the Kedusha when we say Kedusha Hashem Im Kamo? The Ribbono Shel Olam has a Mokam. From there he's my fear onto us. And Baruch Kvayt Hashem Mim Kamo. The Kvayt Hashem comes to us from his place. Let it be Baruch. Whatever that means, a shak meaning, what the Kvayt Hashem Kamo means, but that's Be'erach what we mean. Kvayt Hashem, which is my fear on us from the Kamo, should be Baruch. Yecheskel meant something totally different. Everybody knows that Sefer Yecheskel starts with the Merkava, and all of us know that we don't know anything about the Merkava, but one thing we do know about the Merkava is that it's a chariot which moves, and the way the Chazal work at the beginning of Yecheskel, there's no time now in this year to go into all the Protem, even the ones which we can know, but a bunch of is moving away from them, from moving away, the Chazal, the ten stages that the Ribbono Shel Olam move him to the Oran, from the Oran to the floor of the Kodesh Kedoshim, the outside, and then to 10 Madregas in the Ribbono Shel Olam's withdrawal from Klal Yisrael. The idea of the Merkava, Sefer Yecheskel deserves a lot of study, but that is Be'etzem, whatever the Merkava consists of, we have no idea, but that it moves, we do know, that's what Merkava is. The beginnings of the first couple of Prokem in Yecheskel show the Ribbono Shel Olam moving away from Klal Yisrael. And what Yecheskel meant, according to many Mepharshim over there, is Baruch Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai. Although he's not in his place anymore, what is the place of the Ribbono Shel Olam? The place of the Ribbono Shel Olam is by us in the Beis HaMikdash. Baruch Kvayt Hashem Mim Kaimai. Even though because of our Averus he has moved away from us, still Baruch Hashem. Now that's not what we mean. It's a legitimate concept of borrowing psukim from all the tefillah, but then imbuing them with a different meaning when we use them in our davening. So I suppose one could say that even though in its mokar, this salachti kidvarecha, not the kind of slicha which we really have in mind when we daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we use it in a positive way. That could be, it just sounds very, very strange to me, because the Kidvorecha is by its nature Kidvorecha, especially the way we see in Rashi, that Rashi says that your argument, but not your tefillah. Well, on Yom Kippur, I mean, we daven. I can think now of Slachdo Lavainam as a Slach, we invoke Solachti, 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 davening. Not arguing with the Rebbeinu. What does it mean, Solachti Kidvarecha? Always had a little bit of a problem with that. Emes is that Ban in Hazino, it's not possible now to learn the whole Ramban. It's a very, very, very important Ramban. I'll just read a couple of lines from the Ramban. And he notes, this is in Hazino, which is Perek Lamed Beis, in Torah, Posuk Chof Vov, Omati Af Ehem, Ashpisom Me'enoz Zichrom. So those of you who have the Shavel Ramban, this is H. Tov Pei Ches. If you're interested there, in the, about halfway down that Ramban, there's heading Ashpiso Me'enoj Zichron. The Ramban says these unbelievable Yesoides. I'll just read a couple of lines from it. Starts on by showing how often Rabbeinu Shloilam seems to base his promise that he will help us on the basis of the Chilul Hashem, which would come about if he were not to help us. In the middle of that argument, start at the very bottom line in the Shavel, those of you who have one in front of you. Apparently not because you people deserve it, but because my shame is at risk. Now, and here comes the part that we really want to concentrate on now. Ulekach hiske Moshe b'tfilosoi, v'omru ha-goyim asher shomu shimach olema. That is why the Moshe Rabbeinu argued like that to the Rabbeinu. What's going to happen to your shame? People who heard of your fame will say, "We built to your chayles." That was Moshe Rabbeinu's argument. V'Hashem yizvorach hoide loy b'zeh, and Rabbeinu Shem said, "You know what? That's a good argument." V'yoyim Hashem salachti kedvarecha. Interesting. So here the Ramban seems to be going like Rashi over there. That Moshe Rabbeinu's, the argument which Moshe Rabbeinu made was the thing to which the Rebbeinu Shem was maskim, and he says, Salachti kidvarecha. Now, so what does that mean? I mean, the Ramban's over here is dressed as I am. Like, going on over here? Like, that's the extent of, you know, it sounds like the Yidden are terrible. And Rebbeinu Shem says, look, I've really given up on you, and if it came after me, I would just sort of get, and there's a problem, my shame, there's got to be a Kiddush Hashem in the world, so I'll keep you going. What does all that mean? I mean, how is a Jew supposed to feel? That's what he hears from the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So let's see what the Ramban says. V'hatam betana hazois. This taina, this logic which Moshe Rabbeinu offered to the Rebbeinu Shloilam, and which the Rebbeinu Shloilam was masking when he said, Salachti kidvarecho, V'hatam betana hazois einenu peroitze leharois koichoi ben soinov. Don't make a mistake. It sounds like I'm not interested in the Jews mitzad themselves, but I have to show the goyim that I'm strong. Chas v'sholom. Einenu peroitze leharois koichoi ben soinov. Yikol ha-goyim ka'ayin negdoi. Me'efes v'soyu nechshevulai. Completely unimportant and unnecessary. Panshin doesn't need him, does not need to flex his muscles in order to convince the goyim that he's strong. Aval, what's really going on over here? Shem borah es ha'odam b'tachtoinim. Rabbeinu Shem created man in the physical world. Yaki es boiroi v'yoyde l'shmoi. He wanted that there should be among the human race people recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom and who can thank the Rabbeinu Shalom, praise the Rabbeinu Shalom. Tom ha'roshus b'yodai l'horoi oi l'heitev. Even b'chira. When mankind in general began to sing Kafru by Kulam and denied the Rebbeinu Shloilam, Rebbeinu Shloilam lost out on mankind. Nobody recognized him anymore. Only this small people, this Klal Yisrael, they remained loyal to him. Was their history which announced the Rebbeinu Shalom to the Vayda Bazeh L'chol Ha'amim. And through that, he became known to all the nations of through Jewish history. We are the Rebbe's of humanity through our history. Im Yoshev V'yoyved Zichron. What's going to happen? Yishkechu Ha'amim Es Oisosav Es Masav. We're going to forget Jewish history. The reason why people remember Jewish history, miracles that happen in Jewish history, because the Jews are around. If they're not around, people will forget about it. V'lo yisupe oit b'hem, nobody's going to talk about it anymore. Im odam yazke kein, and even if you have an odd person once in a while who'll remember, oh, you remember there used to be some Jews around, Yashavu, they will think that, oh, some strange things happened during the history, but this must have been some kind of astrological business, and now it isn't applicable anymore. Behine, the Rabban says, and what I always think, and when I run with Bochum, I always sort of stress that this is the one phrase in the Rabban throughout Chumash, which I think most pregnant with meaning. Behine tiye kavonos habriyo bo'odam b'teilo. Then the whole kavona of the Bria is going to become bottle. Shlo yisha b'hem yodea es boiroi. Nobody's going to remember the Ribbono Shlom anymore. Rak machas lefonav. Going to anger the Ribbono Shlom. The whole of mankind is going to go down the drain. And now comes the phrase. Val kein ro'oi midin ha-rotzoin. Shoyo b'vriya sa'oilam. The very will which the Ribbono Shlom manifested when he created the world, that will is mechayev. That Al Yisrael has to exist forever and ever. Whenever the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to judge his people, then he's going to have mercy on them. Shizkor Hashem berachamim, ki heim amo me'oz, v'yizkor ki heim avodav, she'omdu lo begolusam, who stuck with him through the golus kavodim, lispol hatzogos v'ashibot. In other words, what the Ramban is saying is that Solachti k'dvorecho means, haka'o moiro de gezach, Solachti k'dvorecho means, I know, the Ribbono Shel Olam says to my fate of your Yidden, and my fate are intertwined. And if my Yidden aren't there, then I'm not there anymore. We are one. That's Yisrael, the Yisrael Adu, Adonavaya, which we sing to, here of the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, that is what, not the pshat is, I don't like the Jews, they're no good next. But I've got to keep them around so that the Goyim should recognize who. That is that the Goyim recognized through Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael, through our history, tucking in our good times and our bad times through the Gol, and we live the way we're supposed to live, and never when we're in Gol is for a couple of thousand years, suffered so much and lost so much, but we carry in ourselves the emes of the Ribbono, carry in ourselves by the very fact that we're here, all the wondrous things that are happening to us. Look at today's headline, doesn't matter which day. Yeah, we're always there. And it's we who carry the Ribbono Shel Olam world to the nations of the world. His fate, Ki'ilu, and our fate are intertied to one another. That is the Vayom Hashem Solachti Kidvorecha. Without this Ramban, we would have had a very sort of negative feeling about it. The way I was Masbir before, it doesn't mean very much for our purposes. Here the Ramban explains Recha is the Rosha of how much our fate and the Ribbono Shel Olam's fate, Ki'ilu, Kiviyochel, are intertwined with one another. Yidden are okay. That comes out from learning carefully the Pasha over here in Shlach, together with the Ramban in Ha'am, really a very, very, very sadistic bit of learning which we got in today.